KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
We start with news from Gauteng. At least 12 people have been killed in a horror crash near OR Tambo International Airport. A bus overturned on the busy R21 in the vicinity of Kempton Park this morning. Emergency spokesperson for Ekurhuleni, William Tladi, says the scene is still active. A number of people have already been taken to hospital.
A bus has jackknifed, rolled several times, and unfortunately in that accident, we have counted this far 12 fatalities, all of them adults. 9 are males and 3 are females. The entire freeway is still closed.
Yesterday, 4 school pupils died in a collision also in Ekurhuleni. Meanwhile, KZN Transport MEC Sibonise Duma says they are assisting with funeral preparations for the 9 people killed in a bus crash near Mandini. The vehicle was transporting members of the 12 Apostles Church in Trinity when it rolled down an embankment on the N2 on Sunday. Duma says he'll be visiting the families of the victims this week.
We are told of a story of a tire that burst, so we are not just going to say. Allegedly, you might find that there is a speed. Allegedly, you might find that the driver did not take a proper caution. You might even find that there was an overload. So we are not just going to dwell on so much up until the proper investigation has been done.
A local security boss facing a murder charge is set to appeal a Durban court's decision to deny him bail. Farrell Govender and his brother are accused of killing businessman Shailen Singh in Umhlanga in December. The state believes the love affair may have been the motive. Darren Govender was granted bail of 200,000 rand with conditions in the High Court last month. Singh's father Pradeep says the family, including his son's 5-month-old baby, has been robbed of a future without him.
We've been robbed of a decent human being who was brought up in a lot of luxury and love. And nobody had the right to rob my son of his life and his life for his family.
Russia says it's repelled a major Ukrainian attack overnight, shooting down hundreds of drones in multiple regions. The military says Moscow and the Kursk region bordering Ukraine appear to have been the main targets. At least one person was killed and 3 more wounded in the capital's southern parts. And talks between the U.S. and Ukraine about ending the war with Russia will begin in Saudi Arabia later, with officials saying Kiev will propose a limited ceasefire. Meanwhile, Elon Musk has claimed that yesterday's outage on social media platform X had Ukrainian links. He says his network was hit by a massive cyber attack and has claimed attackers had IP addresses in Ukraine. Cybersecurity experts say this doesn't necessarily mean that an attack originated there. Thousands of users reported access issues yesterday. A recap of our lead story this hour. At least 12 people have been killed in a horror crash near OR Tambo International Airport. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.